Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new series on the Qalam podcast, Quranic Reflections, where all of our instructors here at Qalam share their thoughts and insights, reflections, research in regards to various chapters and verses of the Quran. We hope and pray that this will become a very beneficial resource for people to develop an understanding of the Quran and to come closer to the Book of Allah. If this is of benefit to you, please visit supportqalam.com. Visit supportqalam.com and donate and contribute generously. That is what allows us to continue to do this work and deliver the understanding of Islam to as many people as possible all around the world. Now, go ahead and listen. Please share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares some reflections from Ibrahim alayhi salam after locating his family in Makkah Mukarramah, leaving his wife Hajar and Ismail there, and some beautiful du'as made by Ibrahim alayhi salam. But before I go into the verses that I wanted to discuss today, in verse number 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ungratefulness of mankind. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُهُ, that your Lord gave you everything you asked of Him. Everything you ask from Allah, He gave it to you. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُهَا. And if you were to even begin counting the favors of Allah, you can never truly encompass them. You can never count them all, because there are too many. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, mankind is oppressing and also ungrateful, one who rejects. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the human being in this way in verse number 34 of Surah Ibrahim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the example of His beloved Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam just in a few verses ahead, verse number 39, verse 40, and verse 41. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the gratefulness of Ibrahim alayhi salam, how grateful of a servant he was. Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, as Allah reminds us in verse 39. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li 'ala al-kibri Ismaila wa Ishaq, inna rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all praises for Allah who granted me 'ala al-kibri, in an old age, 'ala al-kibri Ismaila wa Ishaq, my sons Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. The mufassirun say there was a 13 year gap between the two. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li al kibar, all praises for Allah who granted me in an old age, some mufassirun say at this point Ibrahim alayhi salam was 90 years old. How old was he? 90 years old. Some mufassirun have even gone further than that. And they say, you can find this reference in Jalalain, that Ibrahim alayhi salam was 99 years old when he was granted his first son Ismail alayhi salam. He was very old. And it teaches us the connection that Ibrahim alayhi salam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though life was passing by and all of his peers had already had their children, the thought must have crossed the mind of any human being that this is something that's just not meant for me. But his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy never ended. He kept asking Allah, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to humble ourselves and continue to ask Allah, Ya Allah, if it's good for me, give it to me. Ya Allah, if it's evil for me, keep it away from me. And he continues to ask Allah, continues to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says in this very same ayah, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَّمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ, that indeed my Lord listens to prayers. When someone calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly does listen. Now, in context of this verse, that indeed my Lord listens to prayers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted my prayer when it came to granting me children, now Ibrahim alayhi salam makes some more dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse number 40, he says, رَبَّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. Oh Allah, make me one who establishes prayer. مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ, the one who establishes prayer. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and my children. His concern isn't only for his children, by the way. Some parents, they do this. They tell their kids, go and pray salah, while they themselves are not interested in praying salah. They keep making dua to Allah, Ya Allah, allow my child to be one who memorizes the Qur'an, while they themselves may no, make no effort in memorizing the Qur'an. If you want someone to learn something, the best way is to lead through example. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Oh Allah, make me one who establishes prayer. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and from my children. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ. Oh Allah, accept this prayer. And then he continues on to say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي, oh Allah, forgive me, وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, and my parents, وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and for the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, on the day in which accounting is established. On every person's hisab will be established on that day. So reflecting over these verses, there are a few very important points to reflect over, to think about. The first is how Ibrahim alayhi salam never gave up on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though when you ask Allah for something for an extended period and it doesn't present itself, it's very easy to give up. It's very easy to lose hope. It's moments like those shaitan will come and whisper into your mind, does God even exist? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was existent, then He would accept your prayers by now. Without realizing that there are certain servants of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so dearly that He won't give them what they're asking for because what they're asking for isn't best for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give them what is absolutely best for them. You keep asking Allah for a spouse, Ya Allah, allow me to get married. Ya Allah, allow me to get married. It's possible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding out that moment and all the people you've met so far didn't work out because there is something greater for you. If you've read the dua of istikhara before making a big decision in your life and that decision doesn't work out, don't be upset. Because in your dua of istikhara, you said to Allah, Ya Allah, yarhamukallah, Ya Allah, if it's good for me, then give it to me. Did you not make this dua in istikhara? In your istikhara, you said, Ya Allah, if it's not good for me, then keep it away from me. You asked Allah for this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will obviously take care of your affairs. And this applies to everything. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't give up. Unfortunately, in our communities, in particular when it comes to individuals who cannot have children, the community is very brutal. People lose their sensitivities. They forget to realize that if you keep asking this question, it's not going to make them feel any better. Where's your child? Where's your child? Where's your child? When are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? They're probably struggling themselves. Rather than coming up with judgments that, you know, oh, the girl is cursed. Most of the times, it's the guy. And even if it's the guy or the girl, it's not like these people opted to be in the physical situation that they're in. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Whoever Allah wishes, He gives them a girl, and some that Allah wishes, He gives them boys. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Sometimes Allah gives you twins. Shaquille Mehdi. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And whoever Allah wishes, they have no children. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person has any say in any of this. Do we get to apply on a form saying that this is what kind of child I want, this is their height, this is how they look? The human being is obsessed with controlling everything. That's why they try to, you know, alter the genetics of the child, looking for the perfect breed so the child has, you know, a chin and has shoulders and has... All this is absolute nonsense. Nothing can happen without the will of Allah. And for the will of Allah, all that's required for our master is to say, kun fayakun. And it happens. Ibrahim alayhi salam understood that his job as a servant was to never give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our communities, there are so many couples that are struggling to have children. No one is there to support them. There's no support groups. Everyone assumes that you're a married couple, get on with it. And there's so much stress that builds up within those marriages because of something that's not in their control. And naturally, they're frustrated because they really want to accomplish something in life. They want to be able to have a child of their own. And these break down their marriages. It would be so much more beautiful if people in our community who were aware of couples or individuals in general who were struggling, rather than just letting them be and judging them, building evil thoughts of them, we actually went and extended a hand. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبَرِ. We were there to extend a hand and say, you know what, everything will be okay. A few words of sabr go a very, very, very long way. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't give up. He kept making dua to Allah. Imagine a 90-year-old man making dua to Allah, give me a child. People would laugh at that person. Shut up, girl. have some modesty. Like, think to yourself, you're going to have a child now, you're 80 years old. You know, your spouse is going to have a child now, she's old as well. But Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't care for people. He kept making dua to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only gave him one child, but Allah gave him two sons. And they were both prophets. One became the father of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born through his lineage, Ismail alayhi salam, Abu al-Arab. And on the other hand, you had Ishaq alayhi salam, who became the father of Abu Israel, right? Banu Israel are the children of Ishaq alayhi salam. I'm sorry, Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam's father was Ishaq. So he's called Abu Israel because Yaqub alayhi salam's name was Israel. He was a father of these prophets that followed after. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam understands that being gifted with children is a great responsibility. Simply giving birth to them isn't enough. There is a massive responsibility that comes with the blessing of having children. So he begins to fulfill his part on being a parent. He starts making dua for them. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. He's making dua for them. Every parent, that's the bare minimum that you can do for your child. Make dua for them. I think of the generations of the past, and I see that you can say whatever you want about our parents, grandparents, great-great-grandparents, that maybe they weren't as educated, and maybe they don't have a BA or an MBA like you have. That's all right. But these were decent, good people. They understood responsibility, they were able to fulfill it. Unfortunately, our generations have gone so far in our academics, but we've lost sense with fulfilling our responsibilities. There was a generation of people who made dua for their kids. I want every one of you to think of your grandparent and tell me that it's not true that they made a dua abundantly. True or false? Everyone can say this. Their grandparents, great-grandparents, uncles, aunts, these were people of dua. They had few words when it came to the academics of a particular issue. Maybe they couldn't tell you the difference between the four madhahib, because that wasn't meaningful to them. What was meaningful to them ultimately was the bond they had with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that was solid. In our communities, we became so sophisticated intellectually, but we lost the most fundamental thing, that bond with Allah. I am sincerely concerned, and I say this wholeheartedly, about the future of my children and the next generation. Because today's parents would rather spend the night in a hookah bar than standing on a musalla making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'd rather trade for an extra few hours to earn a little bit more money than to spend time with their children and do their tarbiyah. They would rather feed their child haram than focus on feeding them halal, be it little. You know, how many of us have heard our parents saying, dal roti khalenge? We'll eat what's simple, but we'll eat halal. We'll eat together. Allah will give barakah in our families this way. Ibrahim alayhi salam is making this dua. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh Allah, allow me to be one who leads by example to my children. Let me be one who establishes prayer. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and for my children as well. If you can't control your anger, I ask you, please, before you tell your child to control their anger, deal with yourself first. Your words won't work if you yourself don't have decency and can't control your anger. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam's gratefulness is such that it expands beyond just his children. He then says, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents, وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and for the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. These are some very beautiful du'as. Verse number 40 and 41. I encourage every one of you to make them. I'll read the ayat again. I want everyone to say Ameen. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Being grateful is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everyone is able of being grateful. Most of us just like to take and aren't interested in appreciating those who are giving to us. Ibrahim alayhi salam is being grateful to Allah for these favors. We should learn to be grateful too. There's a famous narration that one day Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was passing by a person, and this person was making dua to Allah, Allahumma ja'alni min ibadika al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from your few servants. That doesn't really sound, something's off about that dua. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, what kind of dua is this? Oh Allah, make me from your servants that are few, Allahumma ja'alni min ibadika al-qaleel. So he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, did you not read in the Quran, wa qaleelum min ibadiya al-shakur? That Allah says, very few servants of mine are grateful. And I want to be from those servants that are grateful. I want to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of all the blessings you have in your life and imagine they didn't exist. Yesterday, the air conditioning in my house stopped working. The temperature of the house in Dallas increases. We were at 95 degrees, and it was like a sauna in my house. And alhamdulillah, Allah reward the brother who came out and fixed it, Allah reward him immensely. Later on that day, I was sitting with my kids, and I said to them, you know, there are people in this world who've never had an air conditioner their entire life. There are people in this world who've never had a cold cup of water in months. They haven't had one. And here we are, shouldn't we be thankful to Allah? Shouldn't we tell our mom after she cooks food, Mom, thank you so much. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who hasn't been thankful to people hasn't been thankful to Allah. I'm going to close with one last reflection that's narrated in a narration from Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam, he reads in his revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him this revelation of the importance of being grateful, as these ayats teach us. He says, Ya Rabbi, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكُ? Oh my Lord, how can I be thankful to you? وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةٌ مِّنْكَ عَلَيَّ. How can I be thankful to you when the thought of being thankful is a blessing in itself from you? You guys understand? So if I try to be thankful for the health you gave me, the thought that you've allowed me to be thankful to you is another blessing. So what do I need to do now? I need to be thankful for that thought. And then the thought. Are you guys following? It's kind of like this, it's an infinite number of thanks. That when does it stop? Because everything that I'm experiencing is from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Dawood, al-an shakartani. By recognizing, now you have been grateful to me. By recognizing, not only should you be thankful for what Allah has given you, but you should learn to be thankful for the ability to realize that you should be thankful. Because not everyone has that. Be thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Try to be from those who develop that ability to reflect over those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If you can't really imagine it, think of those who don't have it. Watch the news. Look at our brothers and sisters, our Syrian brothers and sisters that are refugees, and ask yourself that, what did they do? Where are they right now? Are they not grateful? Should we not be grateful? Look at our brothers and sisters, our Burmese refugees, brothers and sisters. Are they not thankful to Allah? Are they not fasting? You know, I was shocked. There was a video that I once saw some years back where there was a sheikh from the Middle East somewhere. He was doing this online Q&A, and someone called in and asked the sheikh, is it okay for us to do iftar on cats? Do you guys remember that? That video? I cried when I saw that. I thought to myself, Ya Allah, this person is asking if it's permissible to eat cat meat for iftar. And here I am, I look at the food in front of me and I'm ashamed. Can I say to Allah, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah? Can I at least say that much after I eat? Is it that too hard for me to have this beautiful meal that Allah has given me and say Alhamdulillah? How many of us have the decency and the understanding to just say Alhamdulillah after we take a sip, after praying salah, after sitting in this beautiful room, after eating a beautiful healthy meal? I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those servants of His that are grateful. May we also be from that small selected group of people who understand the importance of appreciating. By Allah, if you appreciate, Allah will give you more. Allah will give you more. Allah will give you more. You know, I know my khatira is over, but just one quick point I want to mention. Today I was driving with my kids, and we were reflecting over yesterday's air conditioning breakdown in the car. And I said to them, my sons, there are three things if you do in your life, Allah will never stop giving you. Allah will only give you more. The first thing, be grateful to Allah for what He's given you. Second thing, never do kufran or ni'mah. Never be ungrateful. Never get angry with what Allah has given you. You come to the masjid for iftar, oh, it's the same food again? That's outright being ungrateful. Do you guys understand? Can't the volunteers fix the tables right? That's outright being. When you're ungrateful, Allah takes it away. Allah then gives it to people who are grateful. You can't be grateful to your spouse, Allah will take it away. You can't be grateful to your kids, Allah will take their love out of your heart. Everything that you're ungrateful of will leave you. Learn to not be ungrateful, I said to my kids. The second thing, learn to be grateful. And the third thing is, share the ni'mah. Share what Allah has given you. And you'll see how Allah gives you more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ